Item 979.
Authorize 5-year price agreements for purchase of aggregate supplies from Baker Rock Crushing Company, doing business as Baker Rock Resources, Jim Turin and Sons, Inc., doing business as Mount Hood Rock Products, JW Underground, Inc., Porter W. Yett Company, and Wilkins Trucking Company, Inc., for an amount not to exceed $14,500,000.
Welcome. You're here to present. Give us your name, please.
Good morning. I'm Larry Palat from Procurement Services. You have before you the procurement report recommending 5 price agreements to be awarded, 1 each to Baker Rock Products, Mounted Rock Products, JW Underground, Porter Yett Company, and Wilkins Trucking. The total amount for all awarded contracts over the 5-year period is not to exceed $14,500,000. On December 9th, 2015, the City Council passed Ordinance Number 187-496, authorizing a competitive solicitation for the purchase of aggregate products and services estimated for an amount of $10 million. Subsequent to that ordinance being approved, the Bureaus of Transportation, Environmental Services, and Water identified that additional product would be needed to accommodate the increased number of expected projects over the next 5 years. As such, the solicited totals were adjusted to reflect the increased requirements. On May 18, 2016, the Chief Procurement Officer advertised RFP number 237, and 5 proposals were received and opened on June 16, 2016. All 5 were evaluated and deemed responsive to the requirements of the solicitation, and the City issued a notice of intent to award price agreements to all of them, including Baker Rock Crushing, DBA Baker Rock Products, Jim Turin and Sons, DBA Mount Hood Rock Products, JW Underground, Inc., Porter W. Yett Company, and Wilkins Trucking Company, Inc., on July 25, 2016. No protests were received. All 5 suppliers have current City of Portland business tax accounts, are in compliance with the City's Equal Benefits Program, and their EEO certifications are all current. Based on the expected rise in aggregate usage over the next 5 years, forecasted City projects, current procurement climate and production and product cost, the confidence level in this procurement is moderate. If Council has any questions about the bidding process, I can answer those, or I'm not. Yeah, we do have somebody from Water to talk about specifics if you need them.
Any questions?
So I had just 2 comments. One is that there are 3 bureaus involved here, right?
Yes, sir.
And they are?
Bureau of Environmental Services, Water, and Transportation.
Okay. And this is sort of an eye-popping number, $14.5 million, but it's a fairly routine ask. Can you explain that?
It is definitely a routine ask. It is typical for all types of products to need various and assorted combinations of rock and or as we redo sewer lines, as we redo everything, we buy all the product from the outside, recycling what we can. Transportation has a recycling program of their own. But this is not uncommon. These amounts are not untypical of what we've been doing for the last 20 years.
Right. Any further questions? Okay. Thank you. Does anybody wish to testify on 979? Okay, go ahead. Give us your name, and you have 3 minutes.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. The only concern I had on this overall bid and the number amount was I noticed on Wilkins Trucking Company, they were awarded $10,500,000, which obviously was the highest amount awarded. Now, I understand they're more of a trucking company, but they might have an affiliation with Meadows Rock and Recycling. And it was my understanding on this process, this was really to get more inventory lined up on the rock and have that lined up with certain people. So I was just kind of curious on if Wilkins was really hired more for their trucking aspect to their company, why did they get such a large amount delivered over to them of the $10,500,000, and why wouldn't that have been divided up between other trucking companies just to move rock? So I was kind of curious on that, if someone might be able to answer that to me.
We'll have the gentleman back
okay.
up, and
okay.
we'll answer that question.
Thank okay,
you.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Good morning. Ty Kovach, Portland Water Bureau. The answer to that question is within the city, geography really matters. So the city of Portland's fairly centralized, and within the city of Portland's boundaries, there are relatively few providers of rock and spoils yards in particular. So the disposal of spoils is a key part of this contract as well. When we excavate to dig up the pipe in the system or the sewer pipe, as it may be, that material has to be taken to a place that is qualified and has the resources and the storage available to accept spoils from within the city. And Wilkins Rock Yard is geographically oriented fairly centrally, that it makes them the highest utilized service provider in the area. It doesn't make sense to drive far east or to the west side to where a number of the other ones in various circumstances. When you're working in the West Hills, it makes sense to go to different ones. When you're working far east, it makes sense to go to certain ones. But when you're downtown and you're in the the greater Portland metropolitan area, they are geographically oriented in a place that makes the expense and the time associated with going to and from there easily the highest use of time and resources.
And I might add, the city bureaus have done some extensive time study analysis to determine who's where and what works and what doesn't. It's not done capriciously. It's done very mathematically and focused on the idea that this is the best case, best used, and given prior history, Wilkins Rock is probably the most central.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, it's a procurement report. I'll take a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. Please call the roll.
Novick?
I fail to understand how, if your name was Baker Rock Crushing, you'd choose to do business under the much less dramatic name Baker Rock Resources. But in spite of that, I will vote aye.
Fritz?
Well, I'm very glad that Portland Parks and Recreation is partnering with the Water Bureau and the Bureau of Transportation to buy collectively so that we get a good price. And thank you to Procurement Services for all your good work. Aye.
Fish?
You know, Steve, I had the same reaction but a different take, which is I think in the future we should say to these companies, you have a choice of which name you use, but we're not going to put both. Thank you for an excellent presentation. And, Ty, thank you for joining us today and explaining the intricacies of trucking. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye. Okay, the report's adopted.